Thanks for coming here today. Today is such a beautiful day, this Feast of All Saints. This past week, baseball history was made in the fact that the Nationals won the World Series. But what's more, for the first time ever, the visiting teams won. There was no home field advantage. And I bring that up today because on this 1st of November, the church reminds us that there is a home field and we're not there. We are the visitors now on pilgrimage on this earth. And there is a homeland where our brothers and sisters and all who have died in the Lord are waiting for us. And the joy there is greater than any joy in Washington, D.C. That may not be saying much. But what joy it is to celebrate this All Saints Day. In the early 20th century, there was a French novelist by the name of Léon Bloy. And Léon, who had survived much of the First World War, had this to say, that in the end, the only tragedy is not to become a saint. He knew many tragedies in his life, but he knew that the greatest in the end was to die without being a saint. What is a saint? A saint is one who knows that they are loved, who knows that God has visited them. They've received the love of God, and their entire life then is lived in such a way that is different, in a way where they are extending love to others, no matter who, no matter what. And to be able to do that, to know that you are loved, and to share that gift with others is to be a saint. And sainthood comes in all shapes and forms. Today we remember not just the doctors and martyrs of the church, but we remember the little children, the hidden saints, those who loved. And in remembering them, you and I are given this great gift to remember that we are part of this great human family. They await our arrival. They cheer us on. And today, we can hear them inviting us to continue on, to grow in love, to grow in holiness, so that one day we may be like them. Today, on this All Saints Day, let us thank God for the great joy and privilege we have to become a saint, to live in the love of God, and to be an instrument of his love in a very fallen, broken, and at times hopeless world.